はい。
Okay, shalom aleichem to everybody. I want to say a few words before Yom Kippur. We're in the last days of the Seder Mitzvah, and all these are special times to prepare for the special day of Yom Kippur, in which Yirat Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Metayer, Klal Yisrael, from all the Aveiros, and all the Mechitzes that separate between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be removed. Because all these Mechitzes, these walls between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are built by Aveiros. If the Chayit of the Hashem will remove everything. It's a supernatural Koyach that Hashem put into the world once a year in Yom Kippur. It works only if we have a shaychus to it, and that's what these days are about. So point number one, which we mentioned many times, we just want to solidify it even more, the idea of tshuva. And maybe I'll speak in a few minutes. This idea of tshuva. Tshuva is the desire to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have every thought, every word we say, every act we do, guided by the will of Hashem. That's what a tzaddik is. The Ratzon Hashem, the Yetzer Tov, is the only thing that guides his life. Unfortunately, we're not on that stage yet. We're still Beinonim. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets the better side of us. Sometimes the Yetzer Tov. And sometimes the Yetzer Hara. But in Kol Zeh, and Yom Kippur is the time we're expressing where we really want to be. And it's a lifetime of work to chip away at the Yetzer Hara that started many years ago and is lingering within us. But it's important every year, and even more so this year, it's a time that Hashem is changing around the whole world because He wants us to make a change. He wants us to change it back to the old world. But the only way, and even not even the old world, much better than the old world, a more beautiful world. The old world crumbles, and now we start with something new. The world should be Zeichu Yimayitza Mashiach. But it has to start with a change within us. And if we take on too much and we go with these abstract ideas of I want to be a Tzaddik Gomer, it's nice, it's important, you have to say that also. But you have to find practical things in your life that can make a change, something specific, and find something that is central. We could always make a change that, okay, I'm eating too much, so this year I'm not going to eat any more, whatever, crumble. That's not going to make anything change in our life one way or the other. We have to try to think, like we mentioned before, in two or three tumim, two or three central areas of our life. There's the areas of tefillah, is a Ben Chaveira, is of Torah, which Torah includes the proper use of our time. Like you have a person, unfortunately, nowadays, that without paying attention to, he's spending a tremendous amount of time on a computer, listening to the latest news and the latest news and the newest things. And I told people this week, for example, please don't tell me the latest news. It's so irrelevant, it's just waste time and nerves, and it changes anyway. And lo and behold, just now, the news changes. Everything changes. Baruch Hashem, you have to use the shoes. And we take one day at a time. We don't know what will be in the future. It doesn't make a difference. So, for example, if a person is spending so much time listening to the news, I'm giving examples. There are other things people do. So try to make a cheshbon. I'm wasting an hour a day, 2 hours a day, half hour a day, whatever it is, of my life for no good reason. And I can use it for better things. So to say, okay, I'm going to stop listening to the news, if you're a news person, it won't go. And say, I can listen only once a week, that's also too much for a person who listens. But if I'm listening 10 times a day, and they say, you know what, whatever the number I'm going to go down to, but I'm going to limit it. That's a change. That's called a person who changed his life. Why? The Shai Shula says, Ben Yoyna, that if we do things with adaptation, which is true because that's the way we do things, then that area, you're out of the box. You're not connected to Hashem in that area. Because you just do things But if you do it with a cheshbon, even if you're doing it far, far from perfect, but it's not hefker, and you made that change, it's midas. We will have our midas, whether it be taiva or gaiva, we have different midas. So, I mean, midas which must tie, we don't have. The common midas is, let's say, midas kas. So to say, I'm not going to get angry this year, that's impossible. It's possible, but it's not practical. It's very far-fetched. That's what will happen. Also, to find within that a type of reaction I do that really brings me down. Maybe sometimes I get angry such a much amount of times. But once in a while, for no good reason, I really say something that I know it's so not fitting for me to speak in such a fashion. To address the other person in the fashion. And I could have something in depth. That level I'm cutting out. Where's I'm going to work on it? But once again, if I take it something which is relatively easy to do because it's something that's so far away. And we remove that nekuda, then we're a shof. We're something that's coming back to Hashem and we're connected to Hashem. It's like a person who's falling off the cliff. And suddenly someone lets out a lifeline and he manages to catch it with one hand and he's dangling in the air between life and death and he's holding with all his might. He's not alive because it's a good chance he may not make it, but if he holds long enough, eventually they'll come to rescue him. That's what we have to have the lifeline of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the change is. That's tefillah, whatever it is. It's always missing a tefillah, or coming late, or whatever it is, and not having any kavanah in Shema Esrei. Make up, you know what, the first three words of Shemona Esrei have kavanah, whatever. Each one has to make a kavanah chesbon. Pick two or three things that make a difference. Put me back in the direction that I want to be, or more accurately, remove from me certain things that are so far away from me, from what I want. And these little things are so important, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're so important. Because we made the change from being hefker to being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those little aveiros, those little acts are the worst aveiros. Because those aveiros that are easiest to control. The Sotel Rav says, those are the aveiros that if you remove them, you're removing a gigantic percentage of your aveiros. Because you're removing the ones that you could have controlled and you didn't bother with. Now I'm doing that. The ones that are hard to control, Hashem says, okay, it's hard to control. You get less of it in the cheshbon. The cheshbon and everything, there's less. But the ones that are hard, that are easy, and really drag us down, those are the ones. And you understand, we have another few days to think about it. And make that difference. We'll be different people for a different person, and everything that happens to them changes. Everything, all the pain, and all the frustrations, and whatever we're lacking, it could change in 1 second. We have to believe that. And Yom Kippur, everything can change completely. Once in Yom Kippur, we need that. Everything stops. All the corona stops. It'll stop. It could stop even once in Yom Kippur. And then stop Yom Kippur. Once in Yom Kippur, it could stop a week later, a month later. So Hashem is waiting for us to change things around and make it stop. That's number one. Number two is, this is a very important Yom Kippur because, like we said, the world is in a state. And Hashem is calling out to us, please, call to me, ask for me to take away this thing. People can get so preoccupied with the day-to-day things and come to this Yom Kippur and say, yeah, I want a little more panos, I want a little more health, I want a little more covers. It's all good, but you missed the boat. Hashem made this Yom Kippur for the events that are going on now. The world is in our people, and there's fear in the world, there's machos in the world, whatever it is. We have to address that to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avinu Veshamayim. Please, we want to be close to you and be close to you. Eliminate all this stuff. Please take away all this stuff. So we'll do all the things that you want us to do in the best fashion. To daven well and learn well. And it'll be easier on our midas even and our panosa. Everything, the Manashmai, for Kodesh Baruch Hu. But I'm ending with this last point. Unfortunately, this year, they're severely limiting who could go to shul. There's a time they said there won't be shuls. That's the type of news that one shouldn't listen to. It's impossible. Can't be. There'll be no shuls. But anyway, often shuls are open, they're very limited. And unfortunately, a lot of people that go to shul on a regular year will not be going. I'm not talking about our type of people that will be able to daven at home with all the kavanah. I'm talking about the borderline from people
all over the country. That once a year connection to Hashem is going to Shul Yom Kippur, and many of those won't be doing it. And Klal Yisrael will be lacking all those tefillahs of the simple people. They're not simple, because when you're living in a world, a secular world, and you connect to Hashem once a year, those tefillahs are gems in the eyes of Hashem. So we have to think about them, and more than that. Klal Yisrael is a din on all of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is lacking all these tefillahs, so we can't say, okay, this year we'll have less tefillahs. We need more than ever. So everybody has to take responsibility. It's a time, sorry, to make a husband. This Yom Kippur, I'm going to put more into my tefillahs. But also every year we put into it more. I'm going to spout more kavana for all of Klal Yisrael. For all of Klal Yisrael. Shtachar v'lech v'necha, kol ha'gulim, and everyone should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shizrecha, the God of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cover the tzaddikim, simchal ha'tzecha, with the real kavanas, and v'yat Hashem, our extra kavanas will be mashalim, will fill the gap that is there from those that, for whatever reason, are not able to daven, or will not be davening this year, and v'yat Hashem can take advantage of this initiative, this challenge that Hashem set up for us. Make a change in our lives, like we said before. Pick some things that we can do and write it down on a piece of paper and keep it in our pocket and look at it once in a while afterwards. Even if once in a while when it's show, we don't keep it. But both in 12 weeks, generally throughout the year, we'll make that little change. We'll be different people. Different Keshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second thing is the tefillahs with the extra impact. Extra kilos of the King Close and Tajish Kurdish Bokhu, making up for the lost kilos of this year. Yes, Hashem, with that, we'll be zeicha to go to the beautiful day, the Yom HaSimcha of Yom Kippur, Kurdish Bokhu, be the Mikvah Yisrael, and retire all of us, knock down all the Mechitas, the Kilos and the Kim, bitter all the Kilos, and a wonderful year ahead of us, Yeshua's for everybody. Shalom Zocha. Mars gonna save it to everybody.